Philadelphia police officers have a new labor contract. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that an arbitration award announced today is bringing smiles to both city and union officials.
The 16-page award, determined by a three-member panel, covers 3 years, from July 1st of this year through June of 2017. The part of the award both the city and cops primarily have to deal with is the wage increases, which are 3% retroactive to the 1st of July, then increases of another 3.25% for each of the next 2 years. Mayor Michael Nutter says the city decided not to appeal the decision, as it has done with both police and fire arbitration awards in the past.
Because the critical steps that it takes in giving Police Commissioner Ramsey the tools that he needs to effectively run the department, combined with fair and appropriate compensation, is an award that we stand by.
The tools, as the mayor puts them, are vastly increased management flexibility, including, as Commissioner Charles Ramsey says, more discretion in awarding promotions to the department's top command post. For the rank of captain and above, Ramsey will no longer have to rely solely on scores and civil service exams.
There are many people who are very qualified, good leaders, but they do not test very well. So from the rank of captain and above, of the promotions that are made, 20% can be made on merit. I will be meeting with the FOP to establish the guidelines, the criteria that we will use to make these selections.
Fraternal Order of Police Head John McNesby says he's not happy with some parts of the contract, but it's not enough for the union to appeal.
The main concern for our officers out there is their medical coverage and money in their pocket, and I think this delivered both. There is some administrative changes inside the contract, which I believe we can deal with.
Among those changes is the ability to rotate people out of internal affairs and the narcotics units after 5 years, something McNesby has long opposed. The commissioner has been seeking the ability to do so for years and used this week's federal charges against 6 narcotics officers as an example of why he wanted the rotation program. Ramsey says they're also able to expand drug testing of some of his officers.
Narcotics, evidence, our forensic services. That is not meant to suggest that we have an issue there in terms of officers using illegal drugs, but obviously we need to be able to make sure that we don't have any issues in that particular very sensitive area. So in addition to the random drug testing, there will be at least 2 times a year we can have people go down and submit to a mandatory drug test.
Nutter says the award will cost the city more than anticipated.
This award has a total cost of $218 million, or about $97 million more than the $121 million that the city actually included in anticipating an award in our 5-year plan that was approved by PICA just last week.
The mayor stresses they'll be combing the budget to find the money to cover the cost of the deal without service cuts. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.